Yeah, so are we. The band's excited, and we've been working out. We got a new steel player that we're trying out, so we're working out set list here a couple days ago, and we were really excited about how the show was going to go.
Do we have a wedding date?
We do. We're going to get married on March 5th.
Hey, all right.
Flying up on us. Yeah.
Just have a good time. So you guys are in the heat of wedding planning. Are you planning like a big thing or just kind of low-key? You know,
and pretty small as possible. We both got big families, but
right.
We've tried to keep it as very small as we can. It's just, you know, networking in the music business, it seems like on both ends, we're both in the business, and we know a lot of people. It seems like once you start trying to make it somewhat bigger, then it's just like there's no end to it. So we tried to keep it family and then friends that are pretty much family.
There's always that cutoff line, and when my wife and I were planning ours, we were like, let's invite this, and it was like 580 people later and $40,000 in the hole. We decided maybe we ought to just keep it low key.
Yeah, well, it's tough to finally go, well, we should stop here, because then you feel like, well, if I invited this person, it seems like I need to invite this person. I feel like they'll get their fits, you know.
Right.
So, but keeping it the smaller has made some of that easier, because it gave us an excuse to say it's pretty much family and people that have been around that long for us, you know.
Yeah.
And, but it's good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually walking into with my grandparents. My grandpa's going to marry us.
Well,
and we're walking into breakfast with them, getting ready to get the order of service actually all planned out today. So we really are in the heat of wedding planning.
That's awesome. Well, it's crazy. As musicians, we think about what we're going to have music-wise at the wedding, and that's a huge deal. But,
yeah, we have enough family players, family that plays and sings, so I don't think we'll be running any tracks.
Is your sister going to sing?
My sister, I believe, that's a little what we're working on today.
Right.
We're looking through songs and what we want sung, but I believe my brother and sister and I'm sure Emily's family in some configuration, her sister or something, will be singing, but that's what we're trying to all work out right now.
I got you. Well, that's cool. And, you know,
I'm kind of thinking about, we've been throwing around the idea, my dad's a really good steel player. We've been wanting to do something different, and it's kind of a surprise, but I don't think he'll be listening to the station. I'm going to maybe ask him to play an old hymn, like What a Friend We Have in Jesus, just on his steel guitar, or something at some point of the service that we thought would be old-timey and cool and fit our lifestyles.
Let me ask you this. You know, you're coming down Friday and doing some music, and the Bankisters are opening up for you. How cool is this to be on the same stage with them?
It's crazy. I feel like I should be opening up for them, though. They're famous down there, and it's going to be fun, though. I mean, just to be on the same stage, I don't think we've ever done that. I know that we haven't done that except for when I was 15 years old and I used to play bluegrass. We used to play the same stages together.
Wow.
Bluegrass festivals, but ever since I've kind of really made it my career, we haven't been able to do this, so it's going to be really fun.
You guys ought to do, you and Emily should do like a real Tim McGraw and Faith Hill moment on stage. Would that happen?
We might. we actually haven't talked about it yet, but
right. Oh, man.
I think we've been so wrapped up in wedding planning, I need to talk to her about that today, if she'd want to do something with me, if she would be embarrassed to be on stage with me or not.
Things have really escalated quickly in the Mo Pitney world, and with the success of country and now boy and a girl thing going so high. I was just going to ask you, what kind of song are you looking at next to let us hear on the radio share with everybody?
We've been batting back and forth with some different ideas, but I feel like we're going to end up in the cleanup, a song that I wrote with Will Nance, a song called Cleanup on Aisle 5.
Yes.
Being the next single. I don't know when. It just depends on how things with boy and a girl thing play out.
Yeah,
but I think that might be our next bullet.
I don't know if it's on the Opry channel or if it's on your YouTube channel, but there's a video floating around that really gave me goosebumps, and it's of you singing that song. Was that your first time on the Opry singing that song?
That was my very first song I sang. I just walked out and barely addressed the audience and sang that song, and it that night was one of the most special nights of my music career so far.
Well, brother, I'll let you get to your breakfast and your wedding planning, but I just want to let folks know, if you're listening this morning, make sure you go to marionccc.com or call 997-4030. Our friends at the Kentucky Opry and all of us here at New Country Z100, so excited to bring Mo Pitney into Southern Illinois with the Bankersters, and look for that Tim and Faith type of duet with Mo and Emily somewhere in the program.
All righty, man. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to the show.